There is more tonight in a story we broke here last night. It's about retired Marine Corps General James Cartwright, who was this country's second-ranking military official, and how he is being investigated in connection with leaking information about a secret U.S. cyber attack against Iran. NBC's national investigative correspondent Michael Isikoff continues his reporting tonight.
General Cartwright retired from the Marine Corps in August 2011 after nearly 40 years of service. And Cartwright continued to serve, appointed to the Defense Policy Board, an elite Pentagon advisory panel with top secret security clearance. But last January, Cartwright resigned, out of the blue, a board member tells NBC News, citing health reasons and the press of business. Legal sources tell NBC News that the FBI was already investigating Cartwright, suspecting him of leaking highly classified secrets about a covert U.S. cyber attack using a computer virus called Stuxnet on Iran's nuclear program. A Cartwright spokesman said his resignation was unrelated. Late today, Cartwright's lawyer, Gregory Craig, said in a statement, General Jim Cartwright is an American hero who served his country with distinction for four decades. Any suggestion that he could have betrayed the country he loves is preposterous. Attorney General Eric Holder wasn't talking.
Sir, can you comment on the investigation into General Cartwright?
No, I can't.
Cartwright was known as a politically savvy general, with back-channel contacts at the White House, where he worked closely with top aides, even helping select the targets for drone strikes. But his real mark was in developing the country's future military needs in cyberspace.
He was a crucial voice in communicating both the opportunities and the dangers in terms of cyber warfare.
I'm not here advocating to start a war on the internet. That's not what we want to do.
Now the question is whether the Justice Department has the evidence to bring criminal charges against the four-star general who led the U.S. military into the new world of cyber warfare.